talking life as a soldier. I want soldiers or just military people in general, I guess, to call in. And we've had wives contact us over this deal, and some kids even. So whatever your relation is to the military, we want to try to really get the word out on what exactly happens, how this affects families, people being deployed and whatnot. And thought it would just be an important public service for our show to do for a little bit. So you can call in and talk about whatever you want. If they're funny stories, great. If they're sad stories, that's fine. If it's your opinion on the way the military handles anything, that's perfectly all right, too. Kind of a military free-for-all. So you can call in, and don't worry, we're not going to take your name and address and attach what you said and send it to the Army. Not going to do anything like that. So
I guess I could put my paper away then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put away that tracking sheet, Jerrianne. I know you're looking to get phone numbers anywhere you can get them, but come on now.
I'm desperate.
Come on now. Our numbers are 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What do you have for us?
I've been in about 3 years. You know, I got injured a year and a half ago, and I'm still waiting for medical attention. You know,
how? What do you mean? You're still waiting for medical attention?
They never did nothing about it. I got injured. I fell off a 5-ton truck. I landed on my arm with my rifle, and some sandbags fell on me. And I got some muscles there. I spent 2 weeks without feeling my arm, and they never did nothing about it. I spent like a month, because they said, you know, just hold it off a little bit until you change to your next unit. So that's what I did, and once I did that, I went 4 months straight going to the doctor, and he just looked at it. Or they didn't even send me to the doctor. They got something called self-care. You know, they give you some ibuprofen and that's it. It's the day today, you know, I can't do really push-ups because I feel a sharp pain in my arm.
So you need, like, you think you need surgery or something?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's been over a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit more, and I'm still feeling it, you know. It's not just a muscle pain.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
A year and a half, you know.
Yeah, every time I hear about these stories, and I mean, most of the ones we've heard are about the VA hospital in Washington, mm-hmm. where people aren't getting the treatment that they deserve. It's really depressing, and it kind of pisses you off because you have these guys putting their lives on the line for this country, and then they get hurt, and then they get subpar medical care.
Yeah,
it's just so unacceptable.
Yeah, because so, I suppose I still got 5 years left.
Well, thanks
but
for everything
you
do.
You know, I'm not going to go with it. I'm not going to do my 5 years. I'm not even going to report anymore because it's going to be like that.
Well, how are you going to? But aren't you kind of locked in?
Sorry?
Aren't you kind of locked in, though?
No. See, the thing is, the Army tells you a lot of stuff, or they just comment, throw rumors out on the outside, you know, this and that. But it ain't really true. It all depends on the command that you have.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
There's a lot of secrets. There's a lot of doors behind all those comments. So,
all right, man. Well, good luck to you with everything.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man. Thanks for everything you've done for us. All right.
All right. Don't worry about it.
All right. Take care of yourself, bro.
Bye.
Basically, we want to get as much of a perspective about life in the military as possible, and try to get the word out this morning and educate people a little bit more on what everybody goes through. So, you know, we have some Army wife stuff, and we have some guys in the military. We have the Navy wife? There's just some random things there. So it doesn't have to just be Army stuff. So you can call in with whatever, but, you know, Fort Riley, we're looking mostly Army stuff. So get those calls in about just anything. It can be fun times you've had, some experiences you've had being in the Army, things that you think people should know about, and just something that you feel comfortable sharing. No, maybe it's an opinion about the Army, like our last caller who was talking about how he had trouble getting the medical care that he really needed. Basically, it's not like he wasn't hurt bad enough to go to the hospital. So just whatever you feel like, whatever you want to talk about relating your military experience and passing it on to everybody. Our numbers are 539-9750 or 238-0975. Either, what do you have for us?
Let's see. There's one thing that I do like about the military is the camaraderie. because you'll never find a more tight-knit group than you will, than you would find in, like, well, I'm in the Army. And the guys that you work with, you know, all the men and women to your left and the right, your life is in their hands, and their life is in your hands. And one thing that, that happens quite a lot is you may not be able to stand that guy next to you. You may, you know, dislike him with a passion. But when the bullets are flying, there's nothing you won't do for him, because he's one of you. You know, you guys are basically, you know, you're in it for the same thing. I mean, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to complete the mission. You all have pretty much the same goal with the military.
Sure, yeah. It's a very special teamwork involved there.
And then a lot of people, you know, a lot of the general public, they don't realize a lot of the, you know, the sacrifices that a lot of the soldiers make. Not just, you know, by giving their life, but, for example, I was stationed in Germany. And when I came home, within about 3 or 4 months, there were 6 divorces.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, and that's a sacrifice that soldiers end up making. You know, they don't want to make it, but sometimes, you know, things happen, and there's just no way around it.
Yeah, and especially in a life where you don't know where you're going to be living, you know, a year from now, a couple of years from now, it's really tough on marriages and on families.
It is. And then there's another sacrifice that people make, which is one that I made, was I was in the beginning of the war when it first started, and I killed a 9-year-old boy. That's something that I have to live with the rest of my life, because he came out of a house with an AK-47 shooting at my vehicle. I was the driver at the time, and then my vehicle commander was on the 50 cal, and he was laying down suppressive fire on the right side of the track with some Republican Guard soldiers that were coming out from the wood line. Okay, so he was engaged to the right, and this kid came running out of the house spraying rounds at us from the left. Okay, it's either the 3 of us or him. Okay, well, I'm still here, so it was him.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that, man.
It was a legitimate kill, but it's just the fact that, you know, I got to live with that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay? I did the right thing. I know I did the right thing. And what bothers me to this day is the fact that these parents over there are putting these weapons in these kids' hands, and they have no idea why. They're just doing it because that's how they're raised.
Yeah, there's a lot of training happens really early on with those kids over there.
And it just, I mean, it's mind-boggling how they could even do that.
It's a really bad situation, you're right. You hear about that all the time. Someone was in a dangerous neighborhood at the wrong place, and some insurgents were hiding around them. There's just nothing you can do.
But soldiers, they do have time to have fun. You know, even though, you know, when they're deployed, you know, they get a little bit of downtime. They do find ways to relax and unwind and stuff. And, you know, they'll play jokes on, their bosses or on their soldiers and stuff. I'll give you an example with that, too. Our BMS, our battalion motor sergeant. Okay? I helped play a joke on him. There's a vehicle called a 113,
mm-hmm.
and it's got road wheels on it. Well, the bolt pattern is the same on the 113 as it is for a Humvee. So we took road wheels that were ordered for a 113 and put them on his Humvee. Well, he came out in the morning, seen it, and he blew a gasket, but the whole battalion maintenance was on the ground laughing. And he looked around and seen how much happiness it brought, and he just started laughing.
That's cool.
I mean, it's just, and it's stuff like that. I mean, it's the little things. Cuts down on the monotony. It helps you deal with the problems that you have to deal with.
Well, good stuff, man. We really appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much for everything you've done for our country, man.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, take care.
Have a good day.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Dedicating most of the show today to people in the military to share their experiences, their good times, their bad times, their in-between times, whatever it may be, just whatever they feel like sharing with us. Things that things like us regular people really don't experience, and things that we should know to be a little bit better informed. So thanks to everyone who's called and helped out with this, and let's keep this rolling for a while at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What do you have for us?
I was a soldier for 3 years, and I ended up deployed in Iraq. So I have a happy story for you.
Good.
I actually met my husband in Iraq. It was OIF-1, and I met him when I got moved to a different unit. And when he came home, we kind of dated off and on through the summer, and then we got married.
Wow, that's really awesome.
He's already deployed once. And now he's on his second deployment since our marriage. So, but he's in Afghanistan this time. It's a little bit different. But so I'm not in the military anymore. I did some National Guard time, and but I'm out. But my fabulous husband is still deployed again.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, but so we have a happy story, and he's a lifetime kind of guy. So I know what I'm in for. I know how hard it's going to be, but. We're going to do it. So.
Well, good luck to you. Congratulations. That's a great story. And thanks to you both for everything you've done for us, all right?
Oh, of course.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Now, on MySpace and on my website, we've been talking a little bit about doing the show for a while, and I encourage people to call the voicemail as well, the Stukes voicemail at 370-HACK, and share the stories if they couldn't get in touch with us this morning. So I wanted to give you one of those right now.
I'm calling because I want people to know what it's like to be military wife, actually. For those of you who don't know, there are Air Force people stationed here at Fort Riley. And I am an Air Force wife. And whether it be Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force life is just as hard on the guys, you know, as it is on us. We don't see them as much either. And because my husband is doing Army support, you know, it is really hard. We hardly see him. So it's just as hard on them because, you know, he comes home after, you know, 18 hours. Sometimes even, you know, he has literally pulled 24-hour shift. You know, they, you know, have a really hard time, you know, with not being able to be home. And, you know, there's always, you know, people that think that, you know, it's an easy life, but really it isn't, you know, whether you're Army or Air Force. But, yeah, you know, just so people know, you know, these guys work really hard, and they deploy just as much, and, you know, I'm just as proud of my Air Force guy as all of you guys are of your Army guy. So, anyway, that's my opinion. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we're spending time today dedicated to talking about the military and life in the military, hearing from soldiers and hearing from Army wives. And and we heard from an Air Force woman on the voicemail there a little bit ago. So kind of an important thing, and we want to get as much out there as we can. So get those in at 539-9750 or 238-0975 with your calls. Go ahead.
I'm calling actually because me and my husband were both in the reserves. We met in AIT, and we had started to date while we were at AIT. And then after we graduated, we both went back home. I lived in Connecticut. He lived in Indiana. We stayed together. After a year of staying together, we both joined the active Army together, and then we got to Fort Riley. And then we were at Fort Riley for about 2 years, and I got out in a medical discharge. And then my husband is still in. He's in Iraq now. We had a daughter. Weston, she was 2 months old, and now he's missed her whole first year of her life. But that's the story.
Yeah, it sucks not having him around, huh?
Yeah, it really sucks.
Yeah. You still get a decent chance to talk to him? You feel like you have enough access to him?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's just hard because he's missed everything that has to do with our daughter. But I'm grateful that I got out in the medical, because if I didn't, I was in the same company, we would have both been deployed, and our daughter would have had to go with my mom or his mom or... So we're grateful that I ended up able to get out.
Yeah, sometimes the bad news kind of pays off for you, I guess, in that sense.
Uh-huh, it does. So
thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that your family does for our country.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Right, go ahead. What's your military experience for us?
How you doing this morning? I got a basically my life story in the military.
All right.
I've been in for 4 years. I have 2 children. I have deployed once already. Met my wife while I was first got here to Fort Riley, and we deployed together. Spent a year back over here in the States. Got married. My second child is a 6-month-old daughter, and I'm deploying again. It's an easy life. There's a lot of long hours, and there's a lot of time away from your family. My first child, my son, he's 4 years old now, and I've seen him maybe a total of 14 days probably. Just simple fact of moving around, training, deploying, things like that. I mean, it really takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, I don't think everyone really understands how the impact that it does have on the family, especially people with really young kids.
Yeah, and I was actually supposed to get out in October, but I get to spend 15 months in Iraq.
It's a sucky situation to be in, huh?
It is, but you know, there's a lot of pride that goes along with it too, though, because I'm serving my country. So if you look at it like that, it really isn't that bad.
Yeah, and you know what? It seems like most everyone I talk to who's in the military has that attitude about it. And I think that's something that we should all appreciate. Everyone's just so selfless and has the right mentality going into this thing. As sucky as it is, and as much as it affects your family and everything, these guys really go out and sacrifice a lot for us. So we really appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks.
All right, well, take care of yourself. And
I appreciate all the support from everybody.
Well, hopefully we can keep it coming and make it a little bit better for you, too.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, man. Well, good luck to you in Iraq.
All right.
Take care. We're spending the majority of our time today talking to people in the military, people involved in the military, and just trying to get some stories on and share a little bit about their experience, either in the military or being married to someone in the military, and getting a lot of good stuff. So we appreciate everybody who's called in. Go ahead. What do you have for us?
I just wanted to say that I understand what everyone's calling in about. My husband is in the military also and stationed over in Iraq. And I used to be in the military. I got out, and right now we're actually expecting our first new baby boy. And he won't be able to come home for the birth, but he'll be home like a month after. And I know how hard it is, but it's, you know, I'm really proud for everything that, you know, everyone's doing over there. And just hope everyone comes home safe.
Yeah, I think that's what we all agree with. We do.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm out there with everyone else, and I support everyone else and what they're saying.
Yeah, it's amazing how much similarity there is, you know, with everybody's stories.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck to you. Congratulations on the baby, and good luck with everything, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye.
Hey there, go ahead.
I was just wanting to call because my husband deployed to Iraq when I was about 8 months pregnant. So he went over there, and he didn't get to be here when our son was born. So he missed probably about, he missed his birth and in the first 6-7 months of his life. And then he got to come home to the medical discharge. His whole company is still there. He came home. He wants to go back to finish his duty because he joined the military to serve his country. I just want to let you guys know.
Well, thank you very much. That's a dedicated man you've got there.
Yeah. He tried.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for all the sacrifices your family's made for our country.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Talking about life as a soldier, getting phone calls from different people in the military, military wives as well calling in, and sharing some of their experiences, especially, you know, in these times right now, things are just about as intense as they can get for a military family. So we thought, hey, you know what? We have a huge listening base of soldiers and people in the military. Let's go ahead and take advantage of that. Now, right now, I wanted to play a phone call that I actually got a while back and that just been kind of sitting on it because I wasn't really sure quite what to do with it. But then when we came up with the idea for this show, we thought it'd be perfect. Maisha has been a big fan of the show and was deployed several months back, 4 or 5 months back now, maybe, I'd say. And had been communicating with me a little bit through MySpace and how things were going. And I said, well, how about you waste some of your free time and call the show sometime? And she did. Here's what we got.
Hi, Stoops. How you doing?
Oh, Maisha?
Hello?
Is this Maisha?
Yes, it is.
Are you calling us from Iraq right now?
I am calling you from Iraq. How about that?
Wow, that is badass.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I just wanted a little... I'm doing okay.
Yeah? Everything going all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to... yeah, you know, it's war, so...
Yeah. Well, God, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I worry about everybody I know over there, and so it's good to hear you.
Just keep praying for us, and
I think
we're doing some good things over here. So,
well, yeah, of course, you guys are awesome. You're missing out on some really crappy weather back here, though.
I heard about that. Is everyone back home okay?
Well, Greensburg, Kansas, got completely wiped off the map. I think most everybody else is doing all right, and they're rebuilding out there, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear from you. I didn't know if we were ever going to hear from you from out there or not.
I know. This is kind of crazy. Yeah, we have some phone access here, but it kind of goes in and out, you know, depends on situations and things that happen, and I don't usually get to use the phone too much. Pretty busy over here, so.
Yeah, no, and
it's kind of maybe like a little bit of downtime right now.
Yeah, so. What time is it there?
It's 5:45 p.m.
Ah.
17:45. Wow. So I think you guys are 9 hours behind us?
Yeah, my math is bad. Is that right?
Yeah, it's about 9 hours. Oh, okay, I'll just say hi, because, you know.
Well, we appreciate it. It's so cool to hear from you. I'm kind of at a loss for words. I wasn't really expecting it.
I know. I'm such a big fan, and I kept trying to call and call, and every time I tried to call, something happened. I couldn't call, so.
Oh, really? Well, good. Well, I'm glad you finally got through, and it's good to hear you're in good shape, so. So keep on working at it. We're all very proud of you, and make sure you pass our love on to everyone there for us.
Thanks a lot. I will.
All right, Maisha.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
You too. Take care of yourself.
I will. Bye.
Bye. You're up next. Hey. Hey, Fran, what's going on?
You baby. I used to like that editorial internship for the Mainz, MAINZ, soldier newspaper in Germany.
That's pretty cool.
Pardon me?
So that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
You don't think so?
I'm the one that really got the overweight policy enforced. I'm the one that did the story over 20 years ago about another editorial. And I think about it, I'm like, oh, geez. But and it went something like the overweight soldiers, sergeants, and all, the most exercise they got was bending over, retrieving a paper clip off the floor. And it took off then, and it's been enforced ever since.
Really?
The Mainz, MAINZ, Mainz Soldier Newspaper, Lee Barracks, in Germany, Mainz, Germany, Wiesbaden, you know, Neue Erhardt, where they brought in the hostages when they got them from Iran. Have you ever heard of Wiesbaden, Germany?
Have you ever heard of what now?
Wiesbaden.
Wiesbaden?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Honey, that was before your time, but they had some hostages, Iranian hostages. You know, Iran had our people as hostages.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
How old were you, about 2 years old?
Yeah.
But you're old enough now. Don't even try it. You're old enough now.
You're right.
Anyway, this is during that time, Wiesbaden, Germany. Some people say Wiesbaden, whatever, you have to be familiar. But anyway, yeah, I did that editorial for the Manx Sojourners paper about the overweight policy, and it's been going ever since.
So ever since then, people have had a pain in the ass time because you got the rule enforced, huh?
Well, I didn't. Well, you know, I was trying to get my groove on, and I had to write something interesting, and I didn't know that they were going to start cutting people out and all that. And surely there's listeners that they know what I'm talking about. And matter of fact, I need to try and pull it up. I just ran across the APO address because the barracks, Manx, that military post is no longer. And this is over 20 years ago, yeah, but I'm the one that wrote that in the Manx Sojourners newspaper about the overweight policy over 20-some years ago. And I'm sure all of the listeners, they remember that. Even Tony San Francisco Treat.
Yeah, Rice of Tony.
And now I'm about to bust a beat.
He's retired military, but he remembers that from over 20-some years ago. I'm the one that did that, and you can look that up in the archives.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up and see if I can find it, because that'd be really interesting to see.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. All right, darling. Love you.
See you later, Fran.
Ciao, baby.
Ciao.